KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Division of Water Quality says we may have more algae blooms this summer because of elevated temperatures this spring. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, ISIS has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on a Russian concert hall. It left at least 40 people dead, dozens more injured. Third, a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
So, Jeff, we aren't calling it an upset special just yet, but Auburn's head coach, Bruce Pearl, you know who he is, does not look happy with his Tigers right now. They're getting a fight from the Yale Bulldogs. The Tigers up just a few right now, but it's early in the second half. We'll keep an eye on that. Colorado pulling ahead of Florida now. Bit of a surprise, 68-63 early in the second half. So your bracket should be good if you have the following teams winning today: Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, Marquette, Clemson, and UConn. The KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
64 degrees of the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. Daria Olbinger. Russia's foreign ministry is calling a deadly attack on a concert hall and shopping center in Moscow a terrorist attack.
Multiple heavily armed gunmen opened fire at one of Moscow's largest malls while people were packed inside for a concert. Video circulating online shows at least three gunmen firing assault rifles into crowds, hundreds of people fleeing. A huge fire then engulfed the building. Russian authorities confirming at least 40 people have been killed and 100 injured so far. This attack comes just 2 weeks after the US State Department issued an unusual warning that extremists could target concerts in Moscow. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The Islamic State group claiming responsibility for the attack. The Princess of Wales is asking for time, space, and privacy for her and her family as she undergoes chemotherapy. The 42-year-old Kate Middleton announcing today she's battling cancer discovered after she underwent abdominal surgery back in January.
The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
The princess in a video that was released by BBC Studios. At least two people are dead after a crash involving a school bus near Austin, Texas. The first responders' radio transmissions courtesy of Broadcastify. The bus was carrying pre-K students back from a field trip. Negotiations continue toward a new ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas.
We have the same goals, the defeat of Hamas, Israel's long-term security. But a major ground operation in Rafah is not, in our judgment, the way to achieve it.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv. Senate's expected to vote on a $1.2 trillion spending package to avert a government shutdown. The House passed it earlier today. Gotch tickets. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing will be for at least $977 million. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. We've been talking all afternoon about Princess Kate's cancer diagnosis. And joining us live, Dr. Kristen Kelly with the Huntsman Cancer Institute to talk about what a cancer diagnosis can mean personally, no matter how famous you are. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. Huntsman treats thousands of people with cancer. I'm sure some are getting a diagnosis and difficult news today. What's that like? How do you handle it?
There's no doubt about it that getting a cancer diagnosis is life-changing. I think it's the first time for many patients that they're facing their own mortality, but it really is a privilege for us as physicians to be able to walk patients through that diagnosis and treatment. Unfortunately, the treatment landscape for many cancers is ever-evolving, and we're able to offer increasing amounts of hope to these patients, which is a really rewarding part of what we do.
Well, talk to us about what Princess Catherine mentioned. Preventative chemotherapy. Tell us about what that is.
It's a little bit difficult to know without knowing the specifics of her case, of course. But what I suspect she's discussing is a type of chemotherapy strategy called adjuvant chemotherapy, which is chemotherapy that is administered after cancer has been resected surgically in order to hopefully prevent a cancer recurrence in the future.
Is it as difficult and serious as, I don't even know what to call it, regular chemotherapy?
It is really hard to say. The chemotherapy treatments that we use vary a lot depending on the type of cancer, but really no matter what kind of chemotherapy you're talking about, it certainly is not an easy thing to go through.
Yes, we've certainly all heard about how debilitating it is. And I'm just curious that after you're done with a course of chemotherapy, what does the recovery time look like?
That definitely depends on the individual patient's health, what kind of support they have at home, what kind of cancer they have, and the treatment they received. But I will say that the recovery generally is not something that happens overnight. You know, it can take months for patients to recover in terms of fatigue. Some patients are left with chronic symptoms as a result of chemotherapy, such as nerve damage, which is a condition called neuropathy. So these are all things that can take weeks and months to recover from.
But in many cases, there is still, after chemotherapy, reason for hope.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the insight. Dr. Kristen Kelly from the Huntsman Cancer Institute. It's 421.